Hello, friends. It is Miss Rachel and Mr. Brian, and this podcast is Catching Time. This is just a 10-minute podcast for you and your family. Whether you're driving to school, coming home from something, super easy to do for you and your kids. Let's get right into it.
Welcome to Catching Time. This is Brian, and I'm here with Miss Rachel. And Rachel, I've got a question for you today.
All right.
This one, pretty focused on school.
Okay.
So be ready. How much pressure do you think there is to do well in school? Is it too much?
Well, I think pressure comes from a bunch of different places.
Yeah.
We have the pressure that we put on ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have the pressure that we feel from family. Maybe it's mom or dad. Maybe it's grandparents. Maybe it's siblings. We have the pressure from our teachers who want us to succeed. We have pressure from our coaches, from our directors, if we're in on the basketball team, the volleyball team, in band. You name it, there are people that are counting on us to do things.
Yeah.
Is that pressure – oh, read it to me again.
Okay. How much pressure do you think there is to do well in school? So not just – be at school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not just attend, but to do well, achieve high, and is it too much?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I still go with what I say of all the different things where the pressure is coming from.
Yeah.
I think there needs to be balance and moderation, and I would want my child or even myself to say, hey, mom, dad, I'm raising my hand. I need some help. You know, I need to know that it's too much because all of our children are so different. Even my own two are very different. What's pressure for one is excitement for the other, you know. So I think that conversation that we need to have needs to happen. I think about our preschoolers and, just getting up in the morning and changing the routine and going to school is a little bit different for them. They may feel that pressure. And I know people are like, what are you talking about, Miss Rachel? There's not pressure changing the routine and going to school if we go to school, 4 days a week or something like that. But it's realizing what is pressure for them versus what's pressure for you. Because my pressure is different than a preschooler's pressure versus an elementary school kid's pressure. What if there is somebody at lunchtime that is not a nice person, and so they feel the pressure of that not nice person that they're going to have to sit next to or encounter?
Yeah.
So then that's the pressure that it's there. So, what about you, Brian?
Yeah, no, as I think of it, I go directly to like my high school friends, which is weird to say, but as a youth pastor, you have high school friends and my middle school friends. And I go, man, there's a ton of pressure on them. Socially, there's a ton of pressure in the school systems we find ourselves in. And I think this is just school in general. I'm not going to say, hey, this is to our area exclusive. I think schools expect high performance. They expect you to take honors or AP. And our students feel that academically, hey, they want to push the limits. They want to go as far as they can go. They want to be really smart kids.
Yeah.
And so they do. They take on all that pressure. I don't know where that breaking point is, though, for each student. I think it's different. And as parents, we need to watch it. As mentors, as friends, we need to advocate for them to care for themselves. And, taking 5 APs looks really impressive on a college resume. But so does a kid who like actually is excited about college and not dreading it because they've just done a whole year's worth of college work.
Yeah.
But taking on level isn't a bad thing.
And no,
you're
not.
You're not dumb. Actually, you're wise, right? Like I want students to understand that is having all APs is brilliant and smart. But is it always wise? I don't know. Parents, we got to help them with that.
Yes.
And your student might be ready for that kind of academic challenge or even with sports too. To do well in school can look a lot of different ways. It's being successful in your sport and getting it done in the classroom. And that is a ton.
Yeah.
And there's some students that are built for that.
Yeah.
There's some students who are just – student athlete makes sense to them, right? They have their job and their school and they can make that work. For other students, it's just not the case. I was never great at – carrying all my classes, right? Like, I remember feeling like, okay, I got this pressure and I focused really hard on one class because I was doing poorly and I would do great there and some other class would fall off,
would fall through,
And so there's tons of pressure. It comes from a lot of different places. I do think our schools are just pressure sensitive,
yeah,
and create it for our students.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the comparison game too.
Oh, yeah.
Listening to our kids compare class rank and that's really tough.
It is. You know, I'd like to flip the script a little bit and say to the to our kids out there that are listening, kids, ask your parents. Not about school, but about work or about daily life at home. You know, I think
or
about
being a parent.
Just a parent in general. Yeah.
Yeah.
What pressures is it? Is it for you? And when does it become too much? Mm-hmm. And again, what are we here for? We're here for catching that time with each other and sparking that discussion of, you know, where are the pressure points for you? Because I know in our jobs, gosh, we feel pressure sometimes too.
Oh, yeah.
But we got to talk it out and find out, you know, okay, the why, you know, what can we do differently, you know, all of those things. So this is definitely that conversation that we can definitely have.
And I think too, students, listen carefully. Like your parents do feel pressure to be your parent, right? Like parent guilt. Real deal thing.
Uh-huh.
Very strong. And sometimes you as kids, we love you. You make us feel it. And so just listen. Like mom and dad might actually have some really big things and big pressures on their life that they would love to talk and let you in on. But also be okay with where that line and limit is. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's pressure limit is different, right?
Absolutely.
But take some time. Catch some time.
Yeah.
Ask the question. And we'll be back in just a minute. And we're back. So the question today was, how much pressure do you think there is to do well in school? And is it too much? We want to spiritualize it, right?
Yep.
So, Rachel, how would you ask this as a spiritual question? And I'll kind of work on an answer.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we think about, like, if we're talking about pressure, do we feel pressure from God? Do we feel pressure that – or not necessarily pressure from God or pressure from those around us, like we're in our community, and do we feel pressure to be like, oh, no, God wants me to do this way. I see this thing happening, so God wants me to do it that way. Oh, no, I didn't do what God wants.
Yeah. No, I think a lot of times there's pressure in our spiritual life that we put on ourselves, right? Whether it's intentional or guilt. In Galatians, Paul writes to them going, hey, like, is it not the Holy Spirit that I gave you, right? Is it not this grace that I gave you? It's not the works. It's not your righteousness, right, that gets you there. And I think too often we try and go, okay, I want to be really good. I'm going to do all these things for Jesus. The story of Mary and Martha comes to mind, of Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus and Martha is cleaning and doing all these other things.
Yep, trying to get the house ready.
Trying to get the house ready where Jesus just wants to be with us.
Yep.
And I think we can get caught up in kind of our Christian works, karma-based ideology of theology where Christ just says, no, my death on the cross was enough. So I think we can apply that pressure. I hope we don't, but let's flip that script, ask where we feel some of that spiritual pressure. I know as a kid, sometimes I felt like, man, because of my bad behavior, I wasn't a good enough Christian or this thing. I would never – if my parents never asked me that question, but I could definitely have said that. What about you? Where are some of the spiritual pressures you felt in your life?
Yes. For me, sometimes I feel the spiritual pressure of, oh, did I not spend my time praying this morning? Did I not do the Bible verse that I was supposed to do and things like that? But for me, as I've gotten older, I know God knows my heart. Just like you said, the Holy Spirit's with me, you know. And yes, if I didn't start my morning out that way, that doesn't mean I can't always go back and dwell in Him or abide with Him, as we like.
Yes, the abide word. I
love that word. Abide, dwell in Him. So knowing that God's got me, you know, He's got my back, you know, that was really good. I really liked what you said about the Mary and Martha and about the fact that, you know, Jesus, like, it's not the tasks. It's not like I just said about, you know, the Bible study. It's like, no, be with me.
Yeah.
Be with me. I am right here in front of you.
Yeah. And again, I was sitting with some students and the spiritual pressure they felt of like, oh, I'm supposed to do this. I was like, the Galatians felt the same thing, right? Yeah. Like, one, this isn't a new problem, but stop beating yourself up, yeah. right? But start embracing the grace and the Holy Spirit that will – because we can't conquer it on our own. Anyway, I feel like I'm preaching here. I don't want to preach, but hopefully you guys catch some time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You guys have an amazing week, and we'll see you next time.
Bye. This has been Catching Time. We are so glad that you caught some time with us. We hope that you're catching time with one another. Come back and join us for another episode.